Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Joseph Gruber of the Sabetha girls basketball team. The Lady Jays coming back out of the break this Friday. We'll be playing at Holton. But let's talk a little bit about before Christmas, Coach. You know, the game right before Christmas against Nemaw Central was a real competitive game and ended up falling by 8 points at the Thunder's home court, but 37-29, he stayed in it, kept it fairly low scoring, and had to be kind of a positive sign. I know maybe not into moral victories, and at the end of the night wanted to win, but definitely some positives it sounded like to build from that final game heading into the break.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the girls played well. It's a tough place to play at Seneca, and we went in there fearless and had a really good first quarter. Took a step back in the second quarter, but I was proud of the way the girls competed and played throughout the whole game. NC went on a little run to come out at the half and kind of extended the lead, and we battled back, and it was a 4-point game with about 2 minutes left, so I was really proud of the girls.
You've had several tight games this year. I think you won by 4 against Royal Valley, lost by 3, a tight win against Jeff West. That was overtime. So is that what you feel like? I mean, just with the parity of the Big 7 and maybe the league overall, you know, not having the scoring or top caliber, you know, shooting talent that maybe they've had, that there's going to be a lot of close, real grinded out kind of games throughout this season?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be the Big 7. It's going to be competitive every night, so there's no easy games, no schedules where you're going to think you're going to extend a lead. It's going to be a battle for all 4 quarters, so I think the girls are prepared for that. We had a tough schedule before break to kind of prepare us for that. Had some good practice over break, and I think we're ready to get back into the game.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the break, how you approached that. I mean, the time off, I'm sure, was good, but then every team has a chance to kind of maybe work on some things. What were your focus areas or points that you wanted to spend a little bit of extra time doing during the Christmas break practices?
Yeah, first off, I gave the girls a break. I think kids don't get breaks very much this time of in their lives, and I thought it was good for them to be around their families. And we got back into practice early, or once the moratorium was over for Kasia, and I think we just focused on just handling some pressure, some ball handling stuff, some very fundamentals to get back into it, and then just going over some self-scout, what did we do well before break, what didn't we do well, and we worked on those things that that we need to work on, is some shooting and just handling and getting through our sets. And yeah, I think the girls are ready to get back into it.
Sounds like as well you're enjoying coaching this girls' team, and it sounds like they've all kind of bought in and get along pretty well. I'm sure that makes it more enjoyable for everybody, but do you feel like this is a team that is really starting to gel and has a pretty big upside here through the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. Going into the season, we had a few returners, but a lot of it was some question marks about how some girls are going to respond to some situations. And I think we have a completely different team than we did at the beginning of the season. More girls are getting more comfortable with more varsity minutes, and it's starting to show with the confidence that they're playing. And I think that, again, we're going to be a much different team when it comes to the end of February than we are right now. So I'm excited for that growth. I'm proud of how far they've come so far this season, and I'm looking forward to how far they're going to grow even more.
A couple good games out of the break. You have Holton and Hiawatha, two teams you've not faced yet in the Big 7 League this Friday at Holton, and then hosting Hiawatha next Tuesday. Coach, best of luck, and thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Coach Gruber of the Sabetha Lady Jays will talk Sabetha boys basketball after this timeout.